This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس وما يعقلها إلا العالمون.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه ما بعد. We have one similitude or parable left in Surah Al-Baqarah, and that is verse number 275. Now, as we explained, the last section of Baqarah, basically from Ayatul Kursi, or before Ayatul Kursi to the very end, it's all about charity, and it's about money, and it's about the parables of giving money. We've given a number of them. The very last section of this surah, right before we end the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the opposite of charity. And in the Quran, the opposite of charity is riba. Okay, so you have sadaqah, and then you have riba. Multiple times the Quran contrasts sadaqah with riba. So now we get to a parable about riba. And this is a unique parable. In fact, it's not in the same genre as the other similitudes, as you're going to see. Verse number 275, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَى. Those who eat riba. Now even here we have powerful language, because nobody takes the money of riba and eats it. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the effects of the money. So Allah azza wa jalla is saying that money that you get from riba, what do you do with it? Now you do many things. You buy your clothes, you buy everything, but you also eat. And Allah azza wa jalla is saying that haram money, it is going to become your flesh. It is as if literally you are taking that wealth and eating it. الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَى لَا يَقُومُونَ إِلَّا كَمَا يَقُومُ الَّذِي يَتَخَبَّطُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنَ الْمَسِ. They will stand up in the same manner that the one whom Shaytan has made crazy stands up in a very random or in a very erratic manner. Now, what is this metaphor here? So let's go over this word by word. Takhabbata means to walk in a manner that you're not going straight. You're going to fall, you're going to act in a strange manner. Okay? So takhabbata means he's not walking in a regular way. His limbs are flailing, he might be falling down. And mas means craziness. So Allah says that the one who's walking in this strange manner, as if he's crazy, caused by shaitan, that is the example of the one who is eating riba. Now, what is this metaphor here? Our scholars say two things might be intended. Number one, that on the day of judgment, when the people who ate riba will come out of their graves, they will not come out normally and in a dignified manner. No, they will be punished. And they will come out in a very scary manner, in a manner that they've lost their senses, in a manner that they don't have control over their limbs. So their limbs are going everywhere, and they're falling and standing up, and everybody will recognize these are the people who used to justify eating riba. By the way, Ibn Ashur says, this verse is primarily a threat to those who justified eating riba. And not just the sinners who ate riba, primarily the worst sinners, those who justify. Why? Because the very verse says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا الْبَيْعُ مِثْلُ الرِّبَى. That is because they said, buying and selling is the same as interest. So this punishment, which is the worst punishment, is for the worst category of sinners. And those are the sinners that have no regret, no remorse. And they challenge the Sharia of Allah, and they justify the sin. You know, committing a sin is bad. Justifying the sin is actually a type of kufr. Committing the sin is bad, but you still have hope if you say, oh Allah, I'm a sinner, forgive me. But justifying the sin and challenging Allah's Sharia and saying, I don't think it's wrong, that is actually a rejection of the Sharia. And this verse is about those people. So the first interpretation, on the day of judgment, they will stand and they're going to be punished in a manner as if they are crazy or possessed. The second interpretation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing them in this world, not in the akhirah. And Allah azza wa jalla is saying that they are acting in a crazy manner. People think they're dignified, but they are not dignified. People think they are straight and respectable, but in reality, inside their hearts and souls, in the privacy of their lives, they have no happiness. They have no not agenda. They have no purpose, is the word I'm looking for. They have no purpose. They're wandering aimlessly. People might be jealous of them, but in their private lives, they're wandering crazily and aimlessly. And they have an emptiness that they don't understand why. So Allah is describing their hal in this dunya. Why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا الْبَيْعُ مِثْلُ الرِّبَى. That is because they preposterously said that buying and selling is the same as riba. And Allah is saying, وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. How can the two be the same? Allah has allowed buying and selling. Allah has allowed trading, and Allah has forbidden riba. Now, obviously, every time we bring up the topic of riba, I get a million questions about the realities and whatnot. You know, we have an entire hour and a half lecture, myself and Dr. Hatim Al-Hajj. We did it here in the studio here. You can listen to that about the fiqh of all of that. We're not talking about that. Today, we're talking about the worst category, and that is those who charge riba. Because there's a difference between charging and between being in a position where you're forced to give. Those who charge riba, you give a loan, you say, I want more back. And you think it is justified. This is what this verse is talking about, right? Now, Allah Azza wa Jal is saying the two are not the same. Much can be said here, but you see, those who justify, they say, look, if I sell merchandise, this cloth might cost $10 when I buy it, I'll sell it to you for $15. What's the difference if I give you $10 and I say, give me back $15? That's what they're saying. What's the difference if I sell you a cloth that I got for 10 and I give a profit margin and I say, give me 15? They're going to say, I'm giving you $10. I'm going to say, give me back 15. And Allah is saying they're not the same thing, because merchandise is not the same as currency. Merchandise is not needed. You don't need to buy the shirt. If you don't want to buy it, don't buy it. As for money, as for currency, you would only take it when you're in a very dire need to pay it back more. You would never take a usurious loan unless you are trapped and you have no other means of getting that money. And Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying the two are not the same. And by the way, this is something all of us should be aware of. The concept of interest and riba, it was banned for most of European history. Look at even European history. It only became something legal around 400 years ago. In fact, multiple times there were death penalties for those who charge riba in Europe. And in fact, entire societies, the people of Israel, they were expelled from England in a particular king's era because they were charging riba. The entire group was expelled. It's only recently where all of these changes came, and we think now that economy is based upon riba. And Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying the two are not the same. And that's why two verses later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whoever is going to justify taking riba, know that Allah has declared war against you. فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. The two are not the same. Buying and selling of merchandise is halal. But buying and selling currencies, buying and selling money, no, that is not the same. And in our religion, when we give money, it is a qard hasana. We do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want Allah's reward. We do not buy and sell with that of riba. And so the point being, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us that those who are going to charge riba, it is as if you are possessed by shaitan. And one final point here, totally different and off the topic, but this is the most explicit verse that there is such a thing as jinn possession. I know this is a totally different topic. You're all paying attention now. We don't have time to go on that tangent. But this verse, الَّذِي يَتَخَبَّطُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنَ الْمَسِ, that shaitan is causing him to act erratically because he has gone crazy. Shaitan is causing him to act. And this is why Sunni Islam, Ahlul Sunnah, they say this is a reality, sihr is a reality, and mas is a reality. And as you're aware, a lot of controversy back and forth, but this is not the topic. And I know you all want to talk about this, but we've talked about this here at Epic as well. And inshallah, we'll continue on another day with another parable. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
وكذاك نسألك الثبات فإنها فتن تجي بالشيب للشبان يا رب واختم بالتقى أعمالنا حتى نساق لروضة وجنان.